talk about faith in this Bengals defense and what you've seen on film from them so far?
Yeah, you know, it's a very, very good defense. You know, they were in the top five last year in a lot of defensive categories. They got a great defensive coordinator. I think they've really got the personnel that fit what he's trying to do. And, you know, they really attack the offenses. I mean, they're not a team that sits back and is very passive. They really kind of force the issue. And they do a very good job of that with their blitzing schemes. And, you know, we really got our work cut out for us. They do some very challenging things defensively that we've got to really prepare hard for.
Hey, Tom, what do you think of their three corners? You know, when somebody goes nickel and they come at you with Joseph and Hall and Pac-Man, is that something that's rare?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's three of the best we'll face all year, and I don't know if many teams have three as good as they do. All three of those guys, and I remember playing them when they were, you know, relatively young, with a brilliant history, and when Jonathan Joseph was a rookie, but they've obviously matured a lot, and they're playing it all at a very high level. And then you add Adam Jones in there, who I played against him before, too, and he's one of the more dynamic players in the league. So they can all cover man-to-man. You know, if they do intercept the ball, they all can return it. So we've got to really be careful with where we're throwing the ball, and if I'm aiming certain places, I mean, it's got to be a place where only our receiver can catch it.
Tom, what's the state of your offensive line right now? Obviously, Mankins isn't there, and on the injury report today, Kazer didn't practice.
Yes. Yeah, Kazer's been out pretty much all of training camp. He hasn't played in any preseason games. And, you know, we haven't had Logan here, you know, over the whole year, so... you know, it's the group that's been in there, and I have a lot of confidence in those guys, and, you know, they can all play. They're all very tough guys who are, you know, try to play physical. So I really like, you know, the group that we got.
What's it been like going up against Butler and McCourty in practice? Because now your guys' secondary is young, too, with Bodden out for the year.
Yeah, and they, you know, we definitely have some youth there. But the one thing I love about those guys is they work really hard. They're very competitive. You know, you see it in practice that they compete every single play. And, you know, I know corners get beat. I mean, that's one thing. It's like a quarterback. I mean, we all throw interceptions, and corners get balls caught on them. They get beat deep, and it's really a matter of the mental toughness that they have to come back and make the next play a good one. And, you know, our guys are like that. They obviously have a big challenge this week facing the Bengals passing offense with the receivers they have and the way that Carson can throw the ball and fit it into tight spaces. They're really going to be challenged.
Tom, your offense has always been pretty tight end friendly. Can you talk about the tight ends you've got now? You've got a whole new group.
Yeah, we got three new guys, which is kind of a revamp position for us. And there's two rookies, Aaron Hernandez and Rob Gronkowski, and then a veteran, Algie Crumpler, who Algie's really, you know, he's so professional. I mean, he comes to work every day. He does whatever we ask him to do. I mean, he was blocking for Chris Johnson these last 2 years in Tennessee, and you know, we had, you know, some of the best years that running backs ever had. So, you know, all those guys can do different things. Really, it's a nice mix that we have. And, you know, it's an important position in any offense. And I think for us, it's really been a position of strength for us this year.
Tom, is Randy Moss different or better than he was when he joined you guys?
Randy's been very consistent since he's come here. You know, he's another guy who's really a professional. I mean, he's 13th year in the league, so... He's seen it all. He's done it all. He's accomplished pretty much everything. I know his ultimate goal is to, you know, win a Super Bowl. And you know, Randy he's a great competitor. And he's, you know, this year his training camp, he's had a great training camp and a great preseason. And, you know, hopefully he's able to follow that up with a great regular season. I think we're all expecting that.
Even more distractions than usual this week because obviously your contract's been a big source of discussion, and then Randy coming out with some of his discontent?
No, I don't think it's any distraction for us at all. I mean, I think that's part of all of our lives. There's a lot of things that happen off the field that once we walk in the door in the morning, we kind of put them behind us and we move on. So, Randy's a great player for our team. I mean, and we really rely on him to make our offense go. And as far as I'm concerned, I mean, I got one focus this week, and it's on the Bengals. So, really, everything is second to that, and there's nothing really I can do myself with other than trying to figure out a way to, move the ball against this defense.
Hey, Tom, do you watch much film of Carson at all? Do you watch much film of other quarterbacks? And I was wondering how you think he stacks up. What are some of his strengths that you note?
Oh, Carson's got. I mean, I've watched Carson for a long time since he came in the league. He's got everything you're looking for in a quarterback. I mean, he throws the ball extremely accurately, makes good decisions. He's a great leader. He's got great command. He can make all the throws. He's very athletic. He's tough. He's big. He's able to elude people. Elude rushers. I think he's one of the elite quarterbacks in the game. I mean, I think that's pretty obvious.
Did you hear from him at all after you suffered your knee injury?
Not really. That's one similarity I think we've had, and I think I was very fortunate to in a different situation than him, in that mine occurred the first game of the year. His occurred in the last game of the year, so I had a lot more time to rehab my knee. And he came back the next year and had a great year, so I really admire him for that. I mean, that shows what kind of work ethic that he has, and he's a great leader for that team.
You've been known for being a great two-minute quarterback. I was wondering if you noted what he did last year. I think he had seven last drive scores for points. I don't know if you look at stuff like that or if that caught your eye at all.
Yeah, that did. I mean, Coach Belichick was talking about that today. I mean, he said they for their first five games last year, they came from behind. And I remember watching a lot of those games against the Ravens, against the Steelers, where they came back on offense and won the game. And, that's a great attribute for any offense. Obviously, the quarterback's a big part of that. I mean, along with the receivers, offensive line, it's a lot of guys being able to play under pressure. And we realize this game is going to be a 60-minute game. There's no they're relentless offense, and we got to play till the final gun sounds because, they're dangerous all the way through the end of the game.
The two teams are similar in that you guys both won divisions last year, both lost in your home playoff game. How much does that Baltimore game still sit with you personally and with the team?
Well, it doesn't. I tell you the truth. I mean, I remember that day. It was an awful day for us. I haven't thought about it in a long time. I've really moved on from that game. That game, we're a totally different team. The reason why you win those playoff games is because you're a good team and you deserve to win. The reason why you lose them is because, you weren't up to the challenge. And, our 2009 Patriot team wasn't up to the challenge. This is an entirely different team that we have. And, hopefully we are up to the challenge this year, taking on these teams that have really proven themselves like the Bengals have, like they did last year. And, they were 6-0 in their division, which is, pretty impressive thing. That's hard to do. And from personal experience, that's not something that's easy. So they, this team can really present a bunch of different problems to you.
We have a few minutes left. I'd like to open it up for other media that are on the call, but go ahead, Cincinnati, continue to ask if other media do not chime in.
Tom, how much did the message resonate with the team when Bill took down all those pictures and stuff of the past teams and said, it's up to you guys to create new memories and standards now?
Well, I think, his point was, we're moving on from – everyone wants to talk about, the history of this team. And, we're not into the history of this team this year. We're into what we can do as players in 2010. And that's the only team that we're really concerned about. no one really cares what we did 10 years ago. You know, I mean, we don't even care. So, you know, we're like everybody else, man. We're starting right at the bottom. We got all our goals ahead of us, and really they're up to us to figure out if we can achieve them or not. And I think his point was exactly that. We're starting fresh, and, you know, everyone's looking forward to that. Everyone's looking forward to the season. I think we've, you know, we've been through a lot of practices at this point, 4 preseason games, and we're anxious to see what kind of team we're going to be.
Tom, sorry if you answered this in the first minute or two. Schematically, what does Mike Zimmer's, what does he do defensively that's most impressive to you?
Well, they do a lot of things. You know, I think what they do is they're able to mix their pressure schemes and their coverage schemes up very well, so you can never really get a beat on them. I think they also, you know, they do some different type of pressures that, you know, are really unique to the Bengals, and those present some problems. So they really are able to get to the quarterback, you know, and when it's all said and done, you better be ready to handle the pressure. If you're not ready to handle the pressure, they're gonna beat you up pretty good.
Hey, Tom, how much would it mean to you and your family to have a new deal struck before the season kicks off, just peace of mind and being a Patriot long term?
Well, I answered that. I've answered that a few times today, and you know, really my focus is on this year. It's not much beyond this week, as a matter of fact. It's, you know, I owe this team, you know, the best that I have and my concentration and focus and energy. And you know, I said earlier today, we'd all love, you know, long-term contracts. I mean, every player on this team would, but, you know, the reality of the situation is, you know, everyone's on different deals. I got 1 year left. Other guys got a couple years left, but, you know, our goal is all the same. We're all trying to go out and win this year. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Tom.